Nice backdoor pass to Brogdon, who sends it down with a two-hand jam. Malcolm Brogdon showing a little bit more of the hops.
Well, there was their boy, Malcolm Brogdon, a.k.a. Uncle Malcolm, according to his teammates. He proves he has a hard head because he knocked poor London Prentice into tomorrow with that collision. But hopefully they'll both be okay. You got to give Brogdon credit. He had three stitches put in and was back on the bench pretty darn quick. And he was telling the assistant coaches, put me in.
Yeah, he wanted to get in. And, you know, the kid with the hyphenated name for Florida State that was making the threes, when Malcolm first came in at like the first possession or so defensively, you know, that kid actually got a look and knocked down a three. But I thought Brogdon's defensive effort in the second half was just sensational.
That's Xavier Rathan Mays.
Yeah.
And Mays made one three ball, and then he didn't do anything else the rest of the game.
Right. But he's a freshman, so Leonard Hamilton building for the future. But anyway, DeFoss home team, Olympic report, a lot going on. Chris Sill, take it away.
All right, thank you, Habo. DeFoss home team, baseball. Virginia went 4-0 over the weekend in Charleston, beating Marist three times and the Sal once. Their game with George Washington has been postponed. Both schools are working to find a better date. In track and field, we competed at the Alex Wilson Invitational in Notre Dame. Virginia competed in three events and had a pair of top five performances. It was the men's distance medley relay and the women's 4x400-meter relay. Lacrosse, number six, Virginia, beat Rutgers 14-5 on the road in the snow, moving the record to 3-0. And this Sunday, March 1st, they play at Syracuse at noon. It's going to be on ESPNU.
And that's a huge game on the carpet indoors. It'll be fast. Both teams are looking to reestablish themselves as championship contenders.
Women's lacrosse, number seven, UVA, played Richmond over the weekend and pulled away in the second half to win 14-6. Women's basketball defeated Virginia Tech, sorry, Brian, producer, for the 18th straight time to move to 16-11 for the season. Wrestling, number 13, UVA lost to NC State last week to finish the regular season. ACC championships are coming up. Swimming and diving, number 8, Virginia women won their 8th consecutive ACC championship over the week, and it's their 13th overall. Pretty impressive. Men's tennis defeated UNC in the ITA indoors over the weekend. In women's tennis, number 7, Cavaliers topped Syracuse 6-1.
You know, I was thinking the other day that on the men's side in the spring, basketball, tennis, lacrosse, baseball, we have four teams that are national championship
caliber
or contenders.
Hey, you know what's interesting about the men's tennis team, and this is a reload, rebuild, restructure, but we're still very good sort of team. They defeated UNC in 90 minutes in that match, which means people were taking care of business. There was no stalling. It was
that means somebody had a date after the encounter, and they wanted to get it over quick.
Yeah, that means all of them. That means all the players. All the players, Habo. By the way, that was like the 126th. Consecutive ACC.
It's a lot.
Dual match consecutive win record, which is mind-boggling. All right, let's talk about the upcoming ACC schedule this week, Habo.
Well, there are a couple of interesting games. You know, tonight Louisville at Georgia Tech. That's a little bit of a yawner. Poor Georgia Tech has really struggled this year.
They lost another player. Got suspended.
You know, Brian Gregory down there. I think that's his name, the coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He could be in trouble. This is what, his third or fourth year, so who knows? But tomorrow night, interesting game. NC State at Carolina. So rival game. NC State still a bubble team. You know, they won at Louisville after losing to Virginia, but certainly if they win at Carolina, would certainly enhance their resume for the NCAA tournament. And then, of course, Wednesday night, the Virginia-Wake Forest game, as well as the Hokies entertaining the Dukies.
So let's go back to the NC State-Carolina game. Carolina is battling Louisville for that fourth seed in the ACC tournament, thereby getting a key bye. Which team is going to be the Jekyll team and which team is going to be the Hyde team? Because both of them have been up and down like yo-yos in the last couple of weeks.
Well, right now, I think Carolina potentially is better than Louisville, particularly with the Jones kid being kicked off the team.
But this game I'm talking about.
Oh, this game?
See, NC State is scrapping to become an NCAA bid team, whereas Carolina's fighting for top four seed in the tournament.
I'd probably still give a slight nod to Carolina, largely because they're playing at
home. Okay. Syracuse at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is not shooting like they were. Syracuse behind Gabinji is all of a sudden.
Notre Dame wins by double digits.
All right. I don't know. Syracuse looks a little dangerous to me. And then BC at Pitt almost.
Gabinji.
Yes.
Benajay.
I'm sorry. If you got a bad head cold like I do.
He's a Benedictine guy. Come on, Frank.
Well, you know, he's played on so many teams, I can't keep up with him.
Gabinji.
Yeah. All right. You know, Pitt's another team. I would say right now, you know, the likelihood is we're going to get six ACC teams. Pitt, Miami, NC State. One of those three will go to the tournament. The other two will go to the NIT.
Right.
The point is, it's a big game for Pitt. They need to win at home.
All right, let's talk about Wednesday night. Virginia's at Wake Forest, a crucial game to beat a team, you know, in the bottom half of the league. Duke is at Virginia Tech, and Florida State is at Miami.
But, you know, Duke will clearly, I mean, now that'll be a sold-out castle. I think other than our game, that's probably the first time all year, other than us, that it's been a sold-out game down there. But I think Duke just has too many weapons for Virginia Tech. Florida State at Miami, you know, that could be a heck of a game. I don't know that a lot of people up here will really be paying a whole lot of attention to it, but it should be a heck of a game. Virginia at Wake Forest, you know, you mentioned 200 victories for Tony Bennett. None of them has occurred in Winston-Salem. We have not won in Winston-Salem since Tony's been the coach. That is a building that has been a tough place for us to play for some reason. So it big game on Wednesday night. I mean, if we could figure out a way to get down there and get a W, I think our odds of being the regular season champion are pretty good.
I'll agree with that. The game is at 7 o'clock. No two ways about it. Parentes, my guess, will play limited minutes, mask or no mask. He may have suffered a minor concussion during
I'll give you an over-under. I think he plays 32 minutes.
I don't think so. I bet you, I'll be surprised if he plays more than 20. I saw the collision, and it was a vicious collision. Malcolm Brogdon needs to step up and make some jump shots. I think if he can hit some J's, Evan Nolte, for goodness sakes, please make an outside shot.
He needs to have a session with Bob Rotella. I think his problem is between the ears. I just think he is psyched out.
And the free throws, you see it on the free throw line.
I mean, you know, when a guy like, it's one thing to miss threes, but when you step up to the free throw line and you're supposed to be a decent shooter, and of course we remember back to the first ACC game of the year down at Miami where he had a chance to seal the win and missed two down there, and then last night missed two free throws again.
Well, interesting enough, at the beginning of the game, Evan Nolte played as if he was charmed. He had a rebound. He had a steal.
He had the first points of the game.
He had a layup, and he deflected a ball. He had a key rebound.
Yep. Well, don't get me wrong. I think he is, to his credit, he's finding a way to contribute.
Yes.
But, you know, he's out there to help score. The team to score and make shots and stretch the defense. You know, one of the problems Virginia has now is, you know, if I'm playing against Virginia, I'm packing it in and forcing them to make jump shots until they tell me or show me they can.
But see, the interesting thing is teams are not collapsing into the paint. They're contesting. Nolte's first shot was deflected because his man stepped out and gambled and sort of lunged at him and tipped the shot.
Yeah, but you look at last night, the statistics, and I don't have them right in front of me, but the number of Virginia had 51 points in the game, and almost all of them were in the paint.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, if I'm Wake Forest, I'm saying you proved to me that you can make jump shots, Virginia, before. Because, you know, Brogdon, he wants to put it on the floor and take it to the rim. Devin Hall took it to the rim last night, our inside game. So, you know, Virginia, you know, making one three-point basket. It's hard to win in college basketball these days making one three-point basket.
Well, I think Wednesday night maybe they shake the curse. They beat the Deacons. I'm going to predict a five-point win. And also predict Virginia is going to shoot a lot of free throws and draw fouls and go to the line a lot.
I'll take a five-point win right now.
All right, we're almost out of time. I want to wish everyone the best going this week forward. Go Wahoos, beat
again,
the Deacons.
Steve Castellan, hopefully next week. Maybe Ralph and Dan Bonner the week after that, if things go well.
Sounds good. Go Wahoos, beat the Deacons, beat the Hokies on Saturday.
Talk to you next Monday night at 6 o'clock.